morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Mitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Renee Kanishiro and Pamela Oyeda, in memory of their father, Mr. Walter Nakanishi. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Thomas Okano, former Bishop of the Honba Honganji Mission of Hawaii. Good morning, Reverend Okano.
Good morning, everybody. I hope that you are enjoying another great day today. We are already 1.5 months into the year 2022. People say how fast the days go by and marvel at the fast pace of life. But the length of a day is the same as everywhere and apply to everybody. At the beginning of the year, we greeted each other with Happy New Year. That's gone. About 2 weeks ago, we again greeted each other with Kun Yi Fa Choi, Chinese New Year. That's gone. And finally tomorrow, the Super Bowl day. Well, for some of them, that's a new year too. Anyway, things are happening one after another, whether we like them or not, as we continue our daily life. About 200 years ago, one of Japan's well-known and well-liked haiku poet, his name is Kobayashi Issa. He died at the age of 65 in 1828. Kobayashi Issa was a Nembutsu follower. Once he took an extended tour of Japan and returned just in time for New Year, to celebrate the New Year. On the New Year's Day, he composed a haiku, which goes something like this in Japanese. Fushigi fushigi, oraga ie de kesa no haru. Translated, it means, how marvelously strange, I welcome a new year in my home. Well, very simple expression, very simple expression. But he was awakened to the calling of the truth from the source of wisdom and compassion. It was a simple and yet refreshingly frank and genuine assessment of poet Kobayashi Issa's true discovery of joy and appreciation of wonderful life of Nembutsu. Issa is saying, this is who I am. This is where I live. And I have awakened to the true and real life embraced in the light and life of Amida Buddha. In Gassho, I would imagine Issa must have recited the Nembutsu and welcomed the beautiful day. Fushigi, fushigi, oraga ie de kesa no haru. Amazing poem, very simple and a very strong impression on the listeners of this poem. To be able to recite the Nembutsu is a wonderful, wonderful thing. To be able to put our hands together in Gassho is indeed a wonderful thing. Realizing how fortunate to be able to live and to say the Nembutsu, Issa expressed his preciousness of life realization of importance of life in this simple and yet profoundly powerful haiku. Our everyday existence is also once in a lifetime experience. Our everyday existence is something that we cannot relive again forever. Our life keeps on going forward, and nothing can be duplicated exactly the way it had happened. The principle of impermanence teaches us that life is constantly moving, and nothing remains static and permanent forever. Because things are impermanent, we have no idea exactly what will happen next in our life, even the next moment, what will happen. I have no idea exactly what will happen in the future. Needless to say, we may have some inkling of what might happen, but we can never be absolutely certain unless, like the popular movie of the 1980s, you go back to the future and live there. Impermanence is neither good or bad. It teaches us the true reality of our life. The important thing is whether we go through the life thoroughly being aware of this principle of impermanence, and therefore understand and appreciate our life as they unfold before us, or simply go through life being unaware of true reality of life and go through grumbling and cursing and in pain. Which is better? Because everything is impermanent, every moment is precious. We should savor this momentary existence in deep appreciation and reflection. Shinran Shonin says in Tannisho as follows: I have no idea whether the Nembutsu is truly the seed for my being born in the Pure Land, or whether it is the karmic act for which I must fall into hell. Such is how this foolish, simple person entrusts himself by the vow of Amida Buddha. Okay. How wonderful would it be if we can live in a world of uncertainty and recite the Nembutsu of Amida Buddha, that is the infinite wisdom and compassion, boundless compassion. And with constant reflection in our hearts, continuing the journey of life. This is indeed wonderful benefit of Namo Amida Butsu, or the Nembutsu way of life, that is the life of gratitude, as compared with miserable life of floundering in the deep darkness of ignorance. Which is better? In this world of changes, let us not be swayed by the groundless, superstitious belief, but set our life in the direct course to the life of enlightenment in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha. May you all awaken to the wonderful light of Amida, wisdom and compassion, and continue journey of life the rest of this year and beyond with a genuine appreciation of life and the gratitude in the infinite wisdom and boundless compassion. May you all have a great 2022. Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Okano, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 13th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom Nirvana Day service will be Ms. Charlene Kihara of Hompa Honganji Mission, Betsuin. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsors, Renee Kaneshiro and Pamela Ueda, and our speaker, the Reverend Thomas Okano. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be the Reverend Shigenori Makino, retired minister from the Honpongwanji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.
Buddha's great light shines into all.